Dante Wright, the young black man shot and killed by police during a traffic stop in suburban Minneapolis, was remembered today at an emotional funeral only 2 days after a former police officer was convicted in the death of George Floyd and amid our national reckoning on racism and policing. Wright's mother, Katie, told those gathered at the funeral, "My son should be burying me."
I remember when Dante first became a father. He was so happy and so proud. And he always said he couldn't wait to make his son proud.
Advocates for racial justice say more people like Dante Wright, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor could be saved in the future if the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act were passed in Congress. The bill aims to end certain police techniques, including chokeholds. It also seeks to improve police training and invest in community programs designed to improve policing and promote equitable new policies. It was approved in the House in February, but has been facing strong opposition in the Senate. The question now is, is that changing?
And joining us live now is Politico's congressional reporter, Nicholas Wu. And Nicholas, what can you tell us about the conversations that are taking place between Democrats and Republicans that could actually this time move the ball forward?
Both sides see that there's momentum for some sort of legislation in the aftermath of the Chauvin verdict and, you know, all this conversation right now about police reform. But the problem is they're running into a lot of the exact same roadblocks as they did in the past on this. So, for example, Democrats think that any kind of legislation needs to involve changes to qualified immunity for police, basically making it easier for people to bring civil suits against cops, whereas Republicans strongly oppose the sort of provision. So even while they agree that they need to place these sorts of limits on use of force, you have people kind of coming to loggerheads when it comes to the details of doing so.
Will some Republicans have to come aboard, or could it be done with 50 Democratic votes and the Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie?
It looks like this is going to be something that has to be done with Republican votes. I mean, you know, there's the possibility that they could try to bring this up through the budget reconciliation process in the Senate, which would require a simple majority. But, you know, whether or not that's actually possible would be up to the Senate parliamentarian. And, you know, the jury's out on whether police reforms would meet the specific kind of criteria that would be required to work through that kind of process.
And Nicholas, there have been some, let's just say, inartful responses to the guilty verdicts coming out of Minnesota on Tuesday. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice, for being there to call out to your mom. How heartbreaking was that? Call out for your mom. I can't breathe. But because of you, and because of thousands, millions of people around the world who came out for justice, your name will always be synonymous with justice.
And Nicholas, she rephrased her remarks on Twitter, but I wonder if those words are reverberating on Capitol Hill as lawmakers are criticizing her. I know Jim Clyburn saying, okay, give her a break, but are we looking for partisan silos as opposed to solutions?
I asked Black Caucus Chairwoman Joyce Beatty about Speaker Pelosi's remarks, and she said that Pelosi had been a steadfast ally in the process, and then Congresswoman Beatty kind of acknowledged Pelosi's subsequent Twitter remarks on this. But as far as the partisan silos go, I mean that still is a very much real concern on this whole policing issue. I mean, you have progressives pushing for defunding the police and those sorts of policies, and you have conservatives also using police as a similar sort of wedge issue, talking about backing the blue and, the thin blue line and standing up for police. So despite all of this conversation, I mean, it's still unclear where exactly both sides can come to a compromise on this issue.
We appreciate the update tonight. Nicholas Wu covers Congress for Politico.